anywhere, any place, any time. Just having that mentality.
And, you know, how does that help a young team? You know, you've been on veteran teams. You was a young guy. Now you know, are the guy.
I'm a young guy.
Looking up to you. You know, how does that help them as they get ready for this playoff game against the Rams?
It's easy. Just keep it simple. Trust the process. Do what we've been doing here and, you know, just preparing for any other week. And no added pressure. You know, it's like you can't have those guys, oh, it's the playoffs, we got to go ahead, we got to do this, we got to do this. We all know that, obviously. But we can't, you know, shorten our prep or get too anxious. We just got to do what we do and put the work in.
In the Rams defense, what do you see when you look over there at, you know, the different, you know about Donald up front, but
yeah.
The cornerbacks and the linebackers?
Yeah, well, they front seven, you know, up front. They're pretty good. You know, they're really good up front. We can get after the secondary that they have over there. But, you know, it's on us. You know, we just got to have that mentality, go into the game, be aggressive, and, you know, make plays when they present themselves.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Anyone else?
Julio, just talk about how you're feeling going into this game. I'm sure you're fine. As Coach said, he's not worried about you or anything like that. Just talk about how you're feeling.
No doubt. Well, Coach said, I feel great. I mean, I'm ready to go. I'll be ready to go.
And talk about also, you guys have been 2-9 in the red zone the last two games. How do you get that going? You have to get it going now for the playoffs because the Rams can score.
Well, like I said, you know, I'm not looking at the Rams' offense. You know, we got a great defense here. My job is to work, you know, look at offense and things like that. We just got to score more points than they score.
You got to be happy having Alabama coming to town this week.
Oh, I love it. I mean, you know, I was cheering for Georgia as well. You know, but I can't cheer for them, you know, Monday. I can't.
I was doing some look back at some big games, 08, all the big names in that on the field that day.
Oh, yeah.
A.J. and Marino and Matthew Stafford.
It's a lot of guys. Yeah, we played those. We played them in Athens. It was a good game. I think they was right higher than us. They were all black, things like that. Oh, yeah, everybody killed them, this and that, da-da-da. And, you know, we went there and handled business, so. But, y'all want some predictions or not?
Yeah.
Look at this. I was a little off. I gave Clemson a little more credit, you know. I thought they would at least score 14 because they're a really good, you know, offensive team. But our defense at Alabama, those guys, you know, was getting healthy. They're back healthy now. So my prediction of this game, it's going to be another low-scoring game for sure. It's not going to be nothing crazy. Probably 24-17, Alabama.
What do you love most about this Alabama team in particular?
You know, I love defense. You know, I'm a big defensive guy. And they pass rush, they linebackers, the secondary, everything, they complete team. They're going to keep everything in front of them. They're going to keep putting pressure on the quarterback. You know, Georgia has a young quarterback there, but – Alabama just been in this fight too many times.
Will you be there?
I don't know. It depends on how I feel. You know, I'm going out Saturday, give my all, and I'll see from there if I'm able to or not.
Favorite Nick Saban memory?
When he recruited me.
Can you tell me?
You don't want to share?
No.
Can we go back to like maybe your first or second time you went to the playoff? That week leading up to it, were you able to keep a sense of normalcy? Was it hard? Were you nervous? How was that for you, and specifically for the young guys on this team? How that's going
to
be?
For me, yeah, it was really normal to me. I had a lot of veteran guys around me and kept me, you know, grounded. But also just playing at the University of Alabama, just playing in a lot of big games. You know, you can't rush the process, like I said, and you know, can't get too anxious for the game, and don't let it be too big. It's like, okay, I got to do this. I got to do this. I got to do this. Just do your job. And make everything simple for you. Don't put added pressure on yourself.
I'm curious to know if you think experience matters when it comes to the playoffs, since they don't seem to have much.
Oh, of course. It definitely, like, you have to be, like I said, those little things I was just talking about not being anxious, not like, okay, it's the playoff game, I got to do this. It's basically don't make up things in the playoff. And it's hard, you know. It's like the first day of school, you're so anxious. Like, I want to show everybody. It's the first day of school. It's just school, you know. So it's like that. So, but I'm not saying, you know, they lack of experience. You know, they probably have some great leaders over there. I don't know. I'm not in their facility. I'm not, you know, over there with them at their organization. But I'm just saying, like, from my experience, like, you have to have been through it before to understand, you know.
When it's not an annual rivalry, but their teams with a lot of tradition, did that make it special? Do you remember what it was like for you to play Georgia when it's not something you did every year?
No, I can't recall. It's so long ago. I've been removed 7-8 years.
What did you see in Kirby and Nick's relationship when you were there?
You guys got anything Falcons related after this?
It was great.
It was great.
Great relationship. You know, both of those guys on the defense side of the ball, and I know Kirby's going to have those guys ready too. You know, defensively. So we'll see. Hopefully, it'll be a good game.
What's it like for you guys to know that you can depend on Matt Bryant game in and out, NFC Special Teams Player of the Week?
Yes, congratulations to Matt Bryant, NFC Player, Special Teams Player of the Week. Just what he does, you know, every kick, he treats it the same. This is mentality, and like for all of us, every play we gotta treat them like it's, this play is not bigger than this play, but this play can be the play. So every play, just keep that consistency and just go out there and attack.